So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
And the people who like me hate you. Everybody, fasten your seat belts. It's East Bay Insiders with Steve Tavares and Sean Wilson. Starting today. Oh, it's another East Bay Insiders COVID-19 non-hoax podcast. I'm Steve Tavares, and with me again is my co-host.
Again. I'm with you again.
Well, see, you're not Rob Bonta.
Oh, shit, man.
You're not Rob
Seriously?
Bonta, but you are Damn. Sean... You are Sean Wilson, and you are...
I am Sean Wilson, man. What's up, man?
So I'm again on the balcony here in Oakland, and it's Easter. It's Good Friday. I was just watching Good Friday on the stuff on the television, streaming from the Oakland Cathedral of Light. I don't know which is boring, being there in person or being in watching at home. But we got some sinners in this household. One with my girlfriend was falling asleep. I was that sinning right there. Got her feet up, falling asleep in the middle of the Stations of the Cross. Jesus died for that, man. She went to Catholic school. I'm not going to say anything more because she's already mad. I forgot to tell you.
Why is she mad?
About what we talked about, you know, about, you know, gas and whatever. And she said she got a long list next time. She's going to come on, and she's got a long list of things she's going to talk about me. And I'm not scared. I'll put it that way. Come on, who cares? But she's.
Hey, but you know what I just realized, man? I just realized we have two things in common. Both of our girlfriends went to Catholic high school. Now, which Catholic high school did your girlfriend go to?
Bishop O'Dowd. Yeah.
Okay, mine went to Central Catholic in like Manteca or Modesto.
Central, you sure that's not like?
But how
LA?
You guys doing like living? How you guys doing like living together? Like you guys like want to?
I know.
Like
I know.
Want to break and be like, God, I can't wait till IKEA opens. Get the fuck out and go to IKEA by yourself. Or are you like, hey man, it's all good. I can't wait to go to IKEA together. Because I'm at a point where I'm like, man. I can't wait till the nail salon opens so she can spend 2 hours to get her fucking nails done, and I can go to Tailgaters and get me some wings and a cold beer, and then we'll get back together after.
No,
where
you know,
you at on that?
You know, for sometimes for her job, like she hasn't been in a while, but one time she had to go to China, you know, check out the factories over there, and I was like secretly juiced. I was like, man, what am I going to do? I'm going to watch sports. I'm going to go get cheesesteaks. Oh my God. I was so excited. And it was actually my favorite by far TV show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I have one more show on this last season, but I just watched the one where is this what you're talking about? Where his manager and his very, very mean wife, Susie, she says she's going to go out. She's going to go for the weekend somewhere. And he's all driving her to the airport. And he's like singing. He's like dancing and stuff. He drops her off at the curb at the airport, puts her bags out there. And she's like, what are you so happy about? What do you mean? What are you so happy? And then she's like, gambling. I'm not going. Getting back in the car. And he looks all, he drives back all sad. And I was thinking, that is dumb because I actually did think of that in my head a couple of those times. Sometimes when she goes to girlfriend trips, I go like, don't get too excited that she's going and do a lot of, babe, I miss you. I'm going to miss you. Me and Libby and Mochi, we're going to miss you. I do all that stuff. And then when she's gone, I'm like, oh, yeah, cheesesteaks. I'm going to go to Halal Guys in Oakland. Oh, I'm going to watch a
party
sports.
Over here. Yeah. Party over there. Party over here.
Yeah.
Party over there.
Yeah,
I get it.
So, do you do that? Do you play it cool until, you know?
No, you know what, man? I'm going to be extremely fucking real with you. So,
you need to break sometimes.
No. But you know what, man? Look, I don't really feel like that and never have until like maybe this week. Like I always am like I'm always like I love spending time with my girl because not only is she like like, she's my best friend, but also, like, she's my lover. So, obviously, like, I enjoy spending time with her. Well, but the last couple weeks, when we have to, like, spend every minute together, it's like, man, I told her, I said, Riley, like, go to Safeway by yourself and do a little shopping. Just give me 15 minutes because I need that break. But she did, and I went outside and, like, party over here, party over there. I got 15 minutes, you know. But that wouldn't be the normal, like, in our relationship. It wouldn't be the normal. But you can't cohabitate with people and live with them 24/7 for months at a time, man. That's just not the way, you know, civilization. Well, it was when, you know, you were a fucking caveman and only lived to, like, 31.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
but you can't. Yeah, you can't do it. But you know what I was thinking today? Here's a funny ass thing. So you know how they have that mortgage forgiveness act and shit? Like, you know, you don't want to pay your mortgage, you don't have to pay it. I told her, I said, hey, what if our fucking landlord? What if our landlord didn't pay the mortgage?
Oh,
wouldn't he call us and be like, hey, look, man, I didn't pay the mortgage, so you don't have to. Friend, and I'm thinking, if I was a landlord, I would probably say, hey guys, check it out, I got a break this month, I'm gonna give you a break, just pay the interest on my mortgage note and we'll call it a day.
Gonna game the system? Are you
I mean, damn, man, you live in Alameda County, you don't have to pay your fucking rent. You can just tell everybody to go take a hike.
That's illegal. I think that's illegal, so I'm gonna, like, go back to what we were just saying so we could but I want to admit something. I think when this is all done, I'm going to miss this. I'm going to look back fondly. I kind of like it. There was like last week, there was like one day and a half when I felt what you were saying. Like, I swear to God, I'm going to throw you over the balcony. I'm going to be on primetime, whatever, 48 hours, some kind of crime drama, figure it out who did it. It's one of those things. I swear to God.
Hey, dude, let me just tell you, if you throw it over the balcony, you won't be on 48 hours. Because that shit's not hard to figure out. It'll be like straight going, you're done. It's easy.
Well, it was about, you know, she's bothering me because I've been working on the balcony and I'm getting the groove on. And, you know, the weather is okay. And except for a couple days ago, it was not good. So I kind of was messed up my groove. But she's like acting like weird about
Hang on,
flies.
Time out. Hang on, man. I got to stop. Talk to the girl. Where you going, babe? All right. That'd be great. We'll go talk to her when you get back. Hey, bud. All right. I'll see you. See you in 15, 20 minutes. I'll see you in 20 minutes. Well, where are you going? Okay. She's leaving. Party over here. Party over there. Party over here. Party over there.
but I was feeling the same thing.
That was real time. That was real time right there.
She acting like she's all of a sudden wants to be like, you know, the final solution, a Hitler against all flies that come in the house, come through the door. And I'm like, it's a fly, man. It ain't going to kill us. It doesn't have coronavirus on it. You know, oh, there's another one. Another one. Oh, there's four flies. I swear to God, man, it was driving me crazy. Otherwise, but other than that, I'm going to look fondly on this. I liked it, man. I'm going to be like, this is great. I'm like Gavin Newsom today is like, we're flattening the curve. And I'm like, damn it. I want to stay home and get my routine and we cook dinner all the time.
I'll tell you what, have you gone to Costco or like the store, like Target lately?
They do a lot of things. One thing I know is they crash into you. Nobody looks.
No, but they can't anymore. See, what they do now, man, is they make you wait in line, and they only let a certain number of people in.
Yeah.
And when you're in there, it's incredible, man, because you're not fighting with everybody for cart position. Oh. You know when you go to Costco and it's fucking packed, and you got to, like, see your car this way and that way.
Yeah,
and
I get angry.
You don't got to do that, man. Yeah.
I get angry.
Now there's like 12 people in there. And you just roll right through the line.
Yeah.
I think when this shit ends, and I hope it doesn't, because I love being quarantined for so many reasons. I'll get to my top five list.
Yeah,
but
see, I know.
One is, man, they make it manageable to go to fucking Costco. And it makes it so simple. It's such an easy process. Like, they should do this shit all the time.
Yeah. The one in Hayward, the Costco in Hayward, the line, because with all the 6 feet and the line, I think it was for the seniors, this part of the scene, but probably the whole day. It was around the whole gigantic Costco. Like, Costco is a giant building all the way around. It's terrible.
Well, here's the deal. Here's why you don't need to go to Costco. Because you don't have hella kids.
That's true.
See, you don't need 6,000 garbage bags.
That's terrible.
4,000 Glad bags for sandwiches and shit. But I do. So it makes sense. But the way they do it now is so fantastic. But what's still fucked up with Safeway is I went to Safeway the other day at like 11:30. And my daughter's like, hey, we should go early. I said, we can't go early because they put the old people early, and we got to go after the old people leave. So we go after the old people leave, and guess what? There's fucking old people in the store. And what is even more fucked up is this old lady who's shopping, and she can barely walk. She's got braces on her ankles and legs, like those copper braces that stupid commercial that Brett Favre has
Jerry copper
Rice
fit.
with a throwing the copper fit football. That, like, who does that commercial, man? If you're Jerry Rice's agent and you're Brett Favre's agent, would you be like, hey man, let's do a geriatric flag football
it's
commercial?
Greedy.
But
it's
be
greedy,
that
man.
As it may, so this lady ordered all that shit. She's all in that. She's got blue hair. She's like 90. She's pushing a cart, and she can't look at the red circles on the floor. She's just trying to go to every line, and everybody's telling her, hey, you got to go back. You got to go back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, lady, you got to go back in time and go fucking shop 3 hours ago when your window of opportunity was so there for you that you don't have to fuck with these lines and looking like a dipshit. And she's all over the place. Finally, one guy, and I bless his soul, he lets her in front, and he goes, hey, just go ahead and go, which I was probably going to do. But I was trying to get the fuck out of there. But that dude was like, hey, just go in front of me and shit. And you know, I get it. You know, you don't read the signs. So I'm like, hey, man, you're a good dude, man. But man, you got opportunities to shop. You got times to shop. I think the times to shop should be fantastic. Like, that should continue, too. Times to shop, you're old. And then millennials should be like, if you're 19 to 38 and your name's not Riley, shop at like 4 p.m. to midnight. Do your thing.
But you live in Brentwood. There's like 14 people live there. So what are you talking about?
We're up to 89,000, just so you know.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
just eating away at all the farmland that feeds this country. That's great. Good job. Great.
Yeah, we're chomping into every orchard.
Doesn't OJ, didn't he used to live there?
that's the wrong Brentwood.
Hey, did you watch Tiger King yet? Or was
Man,
I the one
I
that didn't watch
you
it?
The last episode, I watched that shit. Did you finish it?
Yes, I did. Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin. She didn't kill his. She didn't kill the husband. He flew off, and he's been banging Colombian chicks for the last 15 years. That's what happened with him. Yeah, come on now, Carol Baskin. She reminded me of Hillary
Carol
Clinton.
Baskin, if I was married to Carol Baskin, I'd have killed myself.
Yeah, I thought the weirdest thing was her husband. The husband now, the dude wearing like goofy. He looks like a straight up like hard nosed like lawyer, like defense lawyer. And then he's wearing like these goofy like tiger cats dressed up like a tiger and dressed up like Fred Flintstone on the beach. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, look at Carol Baskin, man. She dresses like she's a tiger.
She's Hillary Clinton, man. She's Hillary Clinton.
No. How?
She acts like the way she talks, it's like there's no emotion in it. She's a cold blood killer, but she didn't kill her husband. She killed tigers probably. But I feel bad for Joe Exotic. You know, here's what I thought, too. Even though he ran for governor, I really had this feeling like, you know what? If he had professional representation, he could have won. I really liked his instincts. Even when he's actually, his whole thing against Carol Baskin and the rescue, whatever, cats or big rescue, the way his attack style, man, I was like, man, this guy would be a dream politician campaign. You know what I'm saying? In this era,
yeah.
He's got the killer instincts, man. Look how he labels her, just hits it, boom, boom, boom. She killed her husband. She Tony the Tiger ate, chomping on her husband. She killed her husband. Let's ask her about how she killed her husband. You know, I was like, you know what I mean? He has great instincts. You know, if he,
you know who I feel, yeah, but you know who I feel bad the most about is that insider dude, like that went there to produce the show and videotape everything for the show, yeah. And then loses all of his fucking footage, dude.
Dude, you got a backup.
And didn't back it up. Damn, I would have been like that, man. That is fucked up, dude. Because you know he has some great footage, man.
Yeah,
fantastic fucking footage.
Probably bestiality anyway, with man. The tigers. But I thought I wasn't too impressed with that thing. I just feel like people are in a captive. It's a captive, literally captive audience, and people are like, "Well, this is crazy," and everybody else is talking about it. Let's watch it. I really didn't think it was that great. I mean, it was good enough to watch it. I liked it, but I didn't. I thought it was kind of too long, and I was like, you know, it ain't this crazy. What are you guys all doing around here? And but yeah, there's a lot of people. It's funny, but maybe because everybody knows some kind of person that's like each of the characters, you know, maybe that's the thing people are liking, but I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. It's one thing I'm worried. See, this is what I'm worried about. I'm loving the shelter in place so much. And now I'm getting stressed. Cause I'm thinking like, oh my God, we only got maybe, you know, 3-4 weeks. How am I going to catch up on all these shows that I want to catch up on? And then Ozarks come back on Netflix. And I'm like, Ozark? Oh, damn it. Now I got to do that one, too. You know,
I like the Ozarks. That's good shit.
Yeah, I didn't start a new one. And got Westworld. Caught up with Westworld. Almost done with Curb Enthusiasm. I've been watching. You got Hulu?
I don't really watch TV. I just learned how to navigate through my fucking Netflix, man.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, there's a good show on there, too. I've been watching Devs with the dude from, what's his name? The dude from Parks and Recreation. It's a serious show. It's kind of trippy. I like it. Maybe some people out there. I got to say, I think we got every one of these streaming ones, and I think the only one we pay for is Amazon Prime. I'm thinking.
No shit.
Oh, maybe HBO. HBO. Otherwise, it's, you know, somebody. Netflix comes from somebody else. Disney Plus comes from somebody else. Hulu comes from somebody else. What else? No, maybe that's it. In my ESPN one, but that's good for nothing.
Yeah, man. ESPN sucks. They got nothing to do.
So we were talking about the other day about sports and who's going to go to sports and what are they going to do if it's in the game. You're going to be like, if it's a sellout, 40,000 at the Coliseum, it's going to, or 35,000, they can only have 17,000 because everybody got to be spaced. But you see what's happened? I told you, nothing. There's going to be no sports until April 2021. See, Santa Clara County said there's going to be no sports, so what are the 49ers going to do? Not play, and then the rest of the NFL is going to play? I mean, up till November, that's 2 months of the season. This ain't going to happen. These nerds need to get, like, it's like, you know, if you prepare them, it'll be okay, just so you know. But you get this idea that you're going to be playing, you're going to be watching football. Can you imagine football fans? Like, did you go to a Raider game like in the last year or a couple years?
Yeah, man. I used to go.
You know how it is. You know how it is, game day. But, so that's the worst. That's the worst group of people that you'd want to be congregating. They're going to be hella drunk. If you're hella drunk on game day at a football game in the parking lot or anywhere, like really drunk, like you're going to pass out in the middle of the first quarter in the seats. How are you going to have be cognizant to have social distancing at all? Are you kidding me? Those people are going to, like in one day, the game, first week of the season, that we're going to unflatten the curve. Just those people.
Yeah, man, I don't think there's going to be any football.
No.
And I hate these guys that are prognosticating that, oh, we're going to have, like, NFL is going to start on time. No. And what's sad is all the, you know, geeks like me that play fantasy football. My first pick, if I get in any fantasy football league, my first pick is going to be the dude that started it all. And this is a great segue into our fantasy shit.
Oh yeah, we need to do that.
I'm gonna make a couple drops on my fucking fantasy team, and I want to pick up that fucking sorry ass fucking Asian dude from China who fucking went to the Wuhan market and ate a fucking bat and polluted this whole fucking society because he needed to eat a bat at the web market. That's going to be my guy. No. I'm picking that guy in my fantasy draft. I don't know who I'm dropping yet, but that fucking crazy fuck. And you know, people are going to be like, oh man, it ain't a Chinese Asian guy that did that. Oh bullshit. You read CNN? Hey, trace that motherfucker back to the dude that ate the bat. Now, luckily, if you're fucking Ozzy Osbourne, you weren't that guy. You ate clean bats. You didn't go to the fucking wet market and ate a fucking dirty bat. This guy went to the dirtiest market in the world and ate a fucking fucked up bat that got everyone all jacked up. So that's my first pick in any fantasy draft I'm in. I want to find that dude's name. Oh, he's probably dead. But I won't pick him. He's going to be my first pick in my fantasy of life draft.
He's probably
the dude that started coronavirus by eating a bat.
He's most likely dead, but I bet you he didn't die from coronavirus. He probably died from diarrhea. explosive.
He probably did. He probably ate that bat and be like, damn, something's wrong. And then he's done. Who eats a bat, dude? Like, I mean, unless you're a crazy ass rock star that does it on stage for fun, hey, who looks at a bat? It's a fucking rat that flies and goes, hey man, that looks pretty fucking scrumptious. Wrap that up.
Well, what's the difference?
Put a little salt and pepper on that. I'm gonna fry that in the pan when I get home, and I'm gonna eat that.
Yeah, I'll be real.
Man.
I'll be real. I kind of look at people in a certain way when we're talking about this in like China, and I'm like, you need to differentiate Chinese government and Chinese people, especially Chinese American. You know, I told this guy, and who lives here, and actually, funny story before I get to that. Put me in a bad spot. Tell me if this has happened to you. I don't get to see many people, but I was on the roof. I was minding my own business. I was reading, and my neighbor who I saw before, he's Korean, and he straight up tried to shake my hand. And I didn't know what to do. And then I go, oh, hey. And he gave me this look like, you know, he doesn't believe it. I think he's kind of Republican. He didn't believe it. He gave me this look like, oh, you're, you know, not in a mean way, but kind of like, oh, silly man. You believe this hoax, kind of. And then I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of did a fist pump and then, you know, didn't touch, but it was close. I didn't know what to do. I was like, dude, this is, we're going to freaking turn into millennials.
But you do believe it, though. I mean, you do believe, even though I honestly can't say I know any friend of mine or colleague or family member that has contracted the virus, you have to believe it's a real virus, right?
Yeah, no, I do. He did, but I don't think he totally thought I was overdoing it or something. I don't know, and I didn't know what to do, and I was like, now I feel like a millennial here. Now I'm all awkward, like, ooh, what do I do? Okay, feels pumped.
I'm gonna shake your hand.
Yeah, I was like, oh god damn it, this is gonna persist for a long time. I think so. I'm not gonna know what to do. But he starts, and I say something about, you know, I'm being hardcore. I'm like, USA, USA, you know, China. That's our enemy. You really think they're our enemy? Oh. I said, yes, they are our enemy, man. They're totally our enemy. And, you know, I felt like, first of all, dude, you're Korean, man. Didn't China
hey,
like...
Hey, Libby! Libby!
Hear that?
Libby!
Let's bring her out here.
Libby!
Bring her out here.
Libby! Oh, is that Moochie?
Libby! Thing is, starts barking, everybody else starts barking.
Libby! Yeah, shut your ass up! I've been wanting to say that for a long time.
You want
to
be... Libby, you want to be on 48 hours? Be quiet. So I was like, so I'm getting my thought here. I was like, dude, you know, that is our enemy, man. They don't care a damn about USA. Why do you give a damn about China, the government, the People's Republic? It has nothing to do with Chinese people. That if you're Chinese or you're Asian, you're in America, man. dude, you're with us. Man. They're not with you, man. I wonder what they think about you, is what I was thinking. Like, you, are you like a traitor? Can't stay in. You went to America.
They don't give a shit, though.
Capitalist.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. With your spare time, man, if you like, now that you're at home. Oh, hang on. Does she want, what is she doing? Work out on the property? What is she doing?
Oh, what's that again? What's going on here?
I hear party. Your girl working out.
Oh, is she killing flies?
No, it sounds like she's doing a workout routine.
No, that's actually some people out here. I don't know.
Are they doing a Zumba class or something?
I don't know why this girl thinks we all want to hear her music on the balcony. Can you hear that? I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a party, man.
I don't know what's going on here. Are we going to start doing like in Italy? We're going to start singing national anthem?
Right. Hey, so did you have you listened to the like the free Sirius XM, like the Howard Stern shit and all that?
I have not yet, because I love that. I've been thinking.
They interviewed Tom Brady, dude. He interviewed Tom Brady. It was a great interview.
Yeah, like for 2 hours, right? I heard.
2 hours and 11 minutes.
Yeah, he's better than Joe Montana, Tom Brady.
Yeah, I hate to say that, man. Because you know what? You know why I hate that guy the most? I got to tell you. Like, I don't hate him now because I heard the interview and he seems like a pretty good guy. But that fucking guy, man, he has everything. When he walked through the aisle of life, he took height, good looks, quarterbacking skills, everything you can possibly take as a guy, he snagged it all. And I'm in my car behind it. I'm like, hey, man, can I get some brains? Maybe some little bit of looks. Everything you throw back in the car, can I get? He took it all. It was none left after that guy drove through the fucking aisles of life.
You could get it.
No, I didn't get it.
I mean, he was picked in like what? The fifth round, sixth round? It's obvious what happened.
He was the 199th pick of the draft.
Yeah, and the first 198 did not take the literal deal with the devil like he did. That's all it is, man.
He struck the deal with the devil.
He totally did. Knew it. When the devil wants his price, what will it be? Huh?
You know what's hella funny is I told my son, I said, hey, we got to listen to this, and maybe we'll think different about him. You know, let's just listen to it and, you know, have an open mind. So we listened to it. We chuckled when it was funny, and we looked at each other like, yeah, it's not that bad. We do the head shaking like, that's good. And then when it's over, shuts it off. We listen to it at the house. Shut it off. He walks out and he goes, yeah, I still don't like that fucking guy.
Yeah,
I said, seriously, man? You don't like him like any more than you did like before? He goes, nah, don't like him.
Now, here's my cultural perspective. You know what this didn't seem right to me. It made me think of this guy when he's at home. Tom Brady at home in the real, that this guy's a chump, man. You know, his wife is Brazilian, supermodel. And she was talking about how, or he was talking about how the one of their kids, little kids, she taught the kid how to speak Portuguese. And basically it sounded like she talks trash. They like talk behind his back in Portuguese to each other, and Tom Brady don't know Portuguese, so he doesn't know what they're saying. Dude, that's a chump.
Serious?
Could you imagine? Yeah. And I'll tell you what.
That is a chump.
I don't even know what a Brazilian is. Well, I do. That's a different thing. But I have relatives who have lived in Brazil, and that just seemed like such a Brazilian thing to do. Portuguese people will know. That is so diabolical. Only teach your kid the language, and the father don't know what's up. So it makes so put it through that lens. Is this guy a chump, man? Come on now.
Just for the Uh-oh. Oh, hang on. We're still doing a podcast.
My mom got a fucking bunny, and she wants to bring it over.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, tell her to bring the bunny over. No, I'm on a phone call.
It's in the house. It's in a fucking box.
You can't bring a bunny over without a house.
Oh, my God.
Give me a white claw, and let me finish my shit. I'll deal with the bunny when I'm done here. God. And social distance yourself from me, woman. Get your ass. Anyway. Apparently, she got a bunny. And she don't understand that you just can't, like, fucking, like, hey, did you see what's up with Zoom? Like, she just did, like, a Zoom blast. Or, like, what is it called?
Podcast bomber.
Yeah, she's a podcast bomber. Hey, bring me one of them white claws, lady. Hey, I want one of those. Whatever.
Did you see what happened this week in Berkeley when they're doing like Berkeley Unified? The school got a Zoom bomber.
Yeah, that guy had a sign, dude, that said like it was the N word, right?
No, it was naked. It was a naked dude.
Oh, I thought, man.
So I don't know exactly what like age bracket, but if it's say like that's like around like middle age or high school students. I'll tell you something right now.
Middle age? Like,
middle school. No, middle school.
Middle school, high school. That's okay for us.
But if they're that age, I'm thinking like, man, that is a high school memory you're never going to forget. Remember when that naked dude came on during we almost died in the pandemic? Remember? No, which pandemic? The one before? Yeah, three. The first one out of the three that came in 3 years, as predicted by the... I mean, that's something you'll never forget. I've never forgotten... I think it was sixth grade, Mr. Brophy at Canyon Middle School. He dropped something and he bent over and his pants split. And then he didn't say anything. He played it off. And for the rest of the class, he did the whole class curriculum from his desk. He never got up, which was
no
never.
Way.
Yeah, so he did everything. X equals Y equals Z. Never got up. I've never forgotten that. You know they're never going to forget. Yeah, when that naked dude came on the Zoom bombing. What? That's back. That's maybe, that's before we had holograms, dummy. But,
right.
It's, these are tough. These are crazy times, man. So here, I'm going to get to business, but it's kind of like we were talking about. You know, what's your thoughts here? This may be. Or we're a victim of our own success in the Bay Area, in Alameda County. And, they still seem to be saying, hey, it's coming. There's going to be a surge in cases and we're going to be overrun. And it's not happening. Do you have a fear that this is going to be, that the public is going to be thinking like, I mean, they're not like us and we're happy to be quarantined and loving it. Most people are like, hey, man, I need to get back to work, God damn it! And if there's nobody, no problems here, we're going to have a revolt here. But I'm thinking, if we don't want anything bad to happen, but if we have to be in place for more than, May, whatever, the end of this month, I think this is going to remind people like the whole Y2K thing, Or it'd be like the end of the world's gonna. The computers are gonna die because it didn't code it right, and then when it came, it was like what? Well, we're still alive. That kind of thing.
Man,
just for us.
Don't you think this though? Like I've enjoyed my quarantine.
Yeah.
I figured I can do the same work from home.
Yeah.
I figured I'm still as productive. I save on gas. I save on my commute.
Yeah.
The only thing that troubles me is my girlfriend forgets I work from home.
Yeah.
So she likes to interject herself throughout the course of a day. But I would much prefer that than the phone calls during the day when I'm at work. So it actually works out. So I would hope this shit continues. I'm like pro pandemic.
You tell her.
I want pandemics to. Huh?
You tell her when you're working at home. You said, I'm going to take your HR, stop sexually harassing me on the job, lady. Because that's what I do.
Who's HR?
It could be you. But I do the same thing. Sometimes but I do actually reverse. I go in the, I go inside and then I maybe may or may not like, grab some boobs. And I say, babe, can you imagine if this happened while you were at work? Somebody came up and grabbed your boobs while you're working, we'd be rich.
If she walked up and just give you a rub down and grabbed your pecker, you're like, hey, now, this is not acceptable. I'm calling HR.
Let me document this event right now.
let me write this down.
No, I think I actually said, can you workplace harass me, sexually harass me? And she said, not now, I gotta work. Kind of work.
Oh, so you're harassing her. So maybe I should ask her the things that are pissing her off about you. Where's she at?
Oh, no. She, I don't think, I think she went to go walk the dog. But she, man, she says she's going
right
to. She says
the house
she says
Jeopardy and shit.
She wants you to interview her next time, and she's gonna let it go. Let me have it. But no, you know we make like today. We go here on the patio here, or not? You know, not the balcony, but the patio part in the bottom. We're like, okay, when's lunchtime? Okay, we're taking lunch at 2, and we went over there in the sun and ate some carrots, some cauliflower, some dippy dips. I love my dippy dips.
And ding dong nuts.
Yeah, we had I still have 2 bags of ding dong nuts I bought you, and then all of a sudden the world came to an end. But they're still there.
Well, man, you know, the mail service still works. Give me some ding-dong nuts and some chippy chips.
I got my new one with chippy chips. It's basically barbecue-flavored corn chips. But that's about it. It's called chippy chips. They also have, at the Filipino market, they have a beef bile, little canister if you need them or not. No joke. I don't know what food you make with beef bile, but it's there. But do you get what I'm saying? Do you worry, people, let's say, put your head in, April 30th, and it's like this still, or even just a little tad, worse, but we're not hearing about the hospitals being overrun. We're not hearing all this stuff. And then people are going to be like, you know what? Is this ever going to happen then? Because I need to go back to work, bro. And is it going to be a revolt? It's like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, we don't want something to happen bad, but at the same time, we need something to happen, figure out what we're going to do, because we need to pay this rent, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, I don't know how long it's going to last, and I don't even know if things will change, because I think what this has taught us is you can do a lot of shit from your home. You can do a lot. You can still be productive and not having to commute to work. You can still be productive and not be in meetings. You know, you can use all these other resources that you have that are just as easy as getting into the office and sitting down next to somebody.
Yeah.
So, like I said, man, with what Costco did and the way they separate entrance to their facility, Target's doing the same thing, Safeway's doing the same thing. They should do this shit forever. That way you avoid crowds. I hate being in crowded places. So to me, this pandemic has been perfect, man. As long as I don't catch this shit, I'm happy as hell. I love it. I love this be the way we live our life from here on out.
Yeah, and I was thinking, we're talking about this, they might have a test for antibodies to know. So if you had it, then maybe, you know, there could be a situation where how are we going to do this to get back to normal? Maybe, you know, some people would say, let's find out the people who already have had it. Maybe they don't even know they had it. We'll do the test, and we find out they did have it. They may be immune. Let's put them to work first. I'm thinking, you know what? You might have a situation in that case where people are like, you know what? I think I'm young enough. I don't have anything wrong with me. I got to get me that coronavirus so I can get back to work. You know, it's such a weird dynamics going on. Seriously, you know that's what's going to happen. You know, I forgot.
But I'm the opposite, because I'm like, man, isn't it cool that you can have sex on lunch and it not be an HR violation?
Yeah. Yeah. You mean...
It's the best.
You mean again? You mean you tried that already?
Well, I'm just saying.
Haggerty, Scott Haggerty, your boss, comes in the doorway. Whoa, what's going on here? A little to the left. Oh, right. A little to the left, John.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's office space reference. But I've got.
But you know what I'm saying.
Here's another thing. here's another thing I noticed of COVID. You start wearing masks when you go to store,
man. But no. The problem is if you don't wear a mask, people look at you like you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, that was me.
I don't wear a mask.
But it's something that occurred to me too. Over here right across the street from us. You can imagine the only business that could open in the middle of the pandemic would be a small grocery store. So we got a grocery store right across the street. And the owner's there. We go the first day. We just buy a sandwich, you know, check it out. It looks nice. And the owner's wearing a mask. And we're wearing a mask. And he's like, hey, I saw you guys come in from the bit. You guys live here? How you like it? Oh, that's nice. Oh, I'm going to give you 10% off. And by the way, my name is Brady. Oh, my name's Steve. Oh, my name's Tanya. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, and then we're going to see this guy a lot, right? And I'm like, well, we're going to have to. What's the point, man? What's the point did we just introduce ourselves? Because when this is all done and we're not wearing masks, we're going to have to reintroduce ourselves again because he's not going to know who I am because he don't see my face. So I'm like, man, what did we even do this for?
you didn't lower your mask when you introduced yourself and be like, hey, let me lower my mask. I'm Steven. And then put it back up. You didn't do that? So I get to interview your girl next time, and you can interview mine.
Only if she's going to say something crazy. She's sick because we need some good radio. She already said she's going to lay it. She's going to lay into me all things that I do. Because I talked about her passing gas.
I was gonna send over some gas X. Just so she has some on tap, just in case her flatulence gets out of hand, she can help cure it with some gas X.
As long as she times it for comedy relief, it's a good laugh, you know. Like I said, you know, just a good laugh. But
and you know what I missed about this whole thing, man? I have no dude wipes.
I know.
I'm out of dude wipes.
You can't do like Amazon? Amazon that?
No, man. I don't fuck with Amazon. I don't get shit delivered to my house but my kids.
Yeah.
I don't want shit in my. I know, man. I don't know who's packaging it, who's dropping it off. Fuck that.
Well, I want to add more.
I need a DoorDash.
I want to add more fuel to the fire because I'm already in trouble. But I will say, when you say about delivering like Amazon packages, she's got this thing where she's got to leave the package. She gets the package. She's got to leave the package out on the balcony overnight because it's got coronavirus on it. And I'm like, are you going to keep the package? Are you going to keep the bag it came in or the box? Why don't you just take it out, wash your hands, and throw the box away? No, we got to put it out there. We got to let... So, like, the coronavirus is going to just blow off the box. Like, you're not keeping this. Throw it away! Maybe that was the day when that was the fly gate. But, hey, I want... There's some... Before we go, I want to talk about some... There's something sinister going on in the East Bay. This is serious. So we're at the ground zero. This is right now, what Hayward did by delaying the minimum wage was the guy eating the bat in China.
Yeah.
He started something that could be very dangerous to workers, the lowest workers, but I could see it happening to all workers. And we're going to go into a recession, which is guaranteed. Maybe it's as bad as the Great Recession. It's going to definitely be like a year and a half, 2 years of cuts and stuff. And people are going to attack when you're going to hear more again about these, you know, these government workers, these public employees and their pensions and they're robbing us. We got no money and they're robbing us, living off the hog off us. And you're going to have contracts going to come up in the next couple years where it's going to be the same thing. The cities are going to be like, we don't have any money. We don't have any money because of COVID-19. And this is all going to start with this right now. So this week, Hayward delayed 4-3 vote by 6 months, their $2 increase to 15. And it's that much because they never did anything to increase the minimum wage to $15 when everybody else was doing it over the last 2 years. So they're going to delay that to January 1st. So that's bad. But what's worse is you hear 2 days later that now Alameda is thinking about delaying for 1 year their increase to $15. Sean Wilson, where's this going to stop? What?
But who's that bad for, man? I don't get it. Is it bad for a consumer? Is it bad for business? Or is it bad for the employee that is not getting what he or she thought would be that type of raise?
Well, I know in Alameda's already had, has already accelerated theirs. You know, if you know how to run, anybody there knows how to run a business, they've already jacked up the prices. So you think they're going to lower the prices because they're going to get a 1 year holiday? No. You know, there's no evidence. There's no evidence that the minimum wage increase does anything to a business. If anything, it's good, because if you got nothing and you get a little, you're gonna spend it. You know what I mean? This is
right.
And I was talking about this to somebody else. The word minimum is pretty clear. Minimum, the lowest. But it feels like when you talk about minimum wage, $15 minimum wage, that sounds like that's something big. And like, no, let's rebrand this. These are the lowest people. Lowest earning people. These people are the most struggling. And you're going to lower it again? You promised them this. And now you're going to lower it again? I mean, I don't understand
it. At least they're getting $1,200 from the stimulus package that my motherfucking ass ain't getting. And when you talk about salaries, it's all relative, man. You look at a dude making 150 grand who's struggling with mortgages and college tuitions. I'm not getting no motherfucking $1,200 stimulus package. So to tell you the truth, man, I don't give a fuck about minimum wages and all that bullshit. I really don't. It's all relative. You want to make more fucking money? Get two jobs. Get three jobs. I had to do that shit when I went to fucking school. My parents didn't pay for shit. You know what I did to fucking get my way through college? I ain't gonna lie. I sold weed.
Oh.
Fuck it. Damn right. I bagged shit up, put it in my backpack. I worked at the grocery store, and I fucking made shit work because that's the way I needed to pay for my shit to go through college. I didn't have no fucking silver spoon. So when you ask me, oh, you feel sorry about these workers? No, I don't feel sorry about fucking anybody. Because if there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, but we all
boot your fucking shit up and get the fuck going and handle your shit. I don't really give a fuck.
We can't all be hard chargers, though.
Hey, man, hey, if you only make $15 an hour, I don't know what to tell you. Find two fucking jobs. Work 20 hours. Sleep less. Don't have fucking kids. Make sure you're taking care of your shit. Double up. Have more roommates. Do whatever the fuck you need to do to make shit work. That's what people do. That's what everyone's done in this society. But no, we're so nice. Oh, man, hey, little Johnny, you're the shittiest third baseman, but check this out. Here's a trophy for trying. Fuck that. Little Johnny, go play the fucking flute, because you're better playing the flute than you are a third baseman. Let's be real, and let's be honest about the way life is now. Life should not be fucking patty cake baker's man. It should go back to being, you want to make more money? Go to school. Take a night class. Do your shit to propel you into a different class. You know, fuck it, man. I hate to say it, but I feel no sorriness for anybody. I don't care if you make $1 billion or you make a dollar. I don't like any of you any different or appreciate you any more or less. You're all people. Sorry.
Don't you think what's going on here is, this is I worry and keep an eye out, is this is not just the local business communities taking a crisis and then using it to exploit. Because nobody else is. Where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? Nobody else is taking this tact. What's surprising is that Hayward is the one that got it through. Because let's be real, Hayward business community and the Chamber of Commerce, that's a big joke. And if it wasn't a joke, then how come Hayward's look the business downtown's look the same as had since Bottles and Books was on A Street. Right by City Hall. It's all looks sick.
I like that place, man. That was a great magazine store, by the way. On B Street. I used to go there
and
read those magazines. I used to go there even until like 5 or 6 years ago to get my Fantasy League magazine there.
I would spend like 25
fucking magazines.
I would like spend like $25 a week when I was a teenager there. And it wasn't even pornography, man. It was just like
But know. I don't want to belabor the point. The bottom line is, look, either you're going to have to pay more for a burger, or if they already jumped the price up, if you're a burger store owner, they're going to jump the price up. If they already had, then, you know, you're going to pay more, you're going to pay less. But at the end of the day, who knows how much liquidity and cash people are going to have when they get out of this mess? Like, who knows? People may not even be able to go to their local fucking burger spot and get a $9 or $13 burger because they may not have that liquid cash to do it. You know, people are, I think what we're going to find, the government is going to keep printing fucking money and they're going to keep giving it to people that need it. If you only make X amount of dollars, if you make too much, they're not going to give it to you. And those people are going to struggle too. Don't think they're not, because they could be not working. They could be screwed. But if you make between, you know, $20 an hour and 35 or 40, whatever the cap is, you're going to find a lot of people struggling. And owners of businesses are going to have to make it work for them. They're going to have to pay their workers what they can. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a liquid cash issue and who has the money to go out and spend. I think people are going to find it. Hey, I saved a shitload of money making burgers in my house over the last, like, month and a half, two months.
Yeah.
I saved a lot of money not going to Starbucks every day and buying my K-Cup. I saved a lot of money making pancakes at home.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing, you know, going, you know, to the restaurant and spending $60 on breakfast for four when I can make that same breakfast at home for $18.50?
Cheaper and less calories.
People are going to have these discussions. Yeah. People are going to have these discussions. Yeah. I'm having these discussions with my kids. They're like, hey, I can't wait to go get a meal at our local, like, diner. I'm like, I'm not. Why?
Yeah, no.
I'll make you better French toast here, and it's cheaper.
No. But we could agree to disagree, as a county supervisor likes to say. But here's a reality, and you cannot refute this. You vote to delay minimum wages in this, in any city in the East Bay, you're done. So we now have...
Why are you done, though, man? You're in a crisis.
You're done.
Okay. So what are you going to do, man? Lay off your local city employees that clean your gutters and sewers and make your city work so that you can pay the barista at Starbucks $15 an hour?
I'm going to be like...
Who may be laid off because no one's going to go get the amount of coffee that they got before the pandemic because they realize they can go get 22 K-Cups for $9.99. That's 11 days of coffee.
No, but I'm saying you're elected official. You vote for it. You're done. I'm going to do Joe Namath right now. I'm guaranteeing it. You're going to be done. So we already have four votes. And if Alameda, if somebody votes over there, they're done. And in Alameda's five people, it definitely has... One, not progressive. Two, for sure, progressives. Three, very progressive, kind of, pretty much. And then four, you know, blanket ones. If one of those over there, I don't think it's going to pass. But if one of those votes, they're done. We're done. If the mayor votes, she's done.
I can tell you this, man. I think there's going to be more pressing issues for these local jurisdictions to deal with than if they're going to pay the dude that works at Sam's Club $15 an hour or $11.95 or $12.50. I think these communities are going to see much more of a variety of issues that are going to be more prevalent to making sure their constituencies are able to utilize the services that they need to utilize to stay functional.
But no issue is going to allow a challenger to paint their opponent, the incumbent, as a bad person than this one. This is kicking people when they're down, man.
But even ask yourself this, man. Who in the fuck, in their right mind, would want to run for election to a city council or become the next mayor of a local city in November of 2020? Why? let all these people deal with these turds that they've been dealt. Why in the fuck do you want to run for anything right now? If I could say one thing to anybody contemplating running, stay at your house on your porch.
No, I disagree.
And throw a baseball with your kid.
No,
why run now for this bullshit? Because it's going to get horrible, and you can't do a fucking thing to save it.
This is when you look like a champion in crisis, and
there's no champion that's going to come from this.
Well. You don't. It doesn't mean that you're gonna. You actually did anything tangible. But what I don't understand.
There's no E-40 Captain Save-A-Ho in this scenario.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I totally don't understand why we don't have the local mayors who do some kind of address almost on a daily basis, like you're seeing Trump, the governor, the San Francisco mayor do. If you're the mayor of San Leandro, why don't you make a video where you're. Do it at a podium. Make it look like that. Make yourself look mayoral, presidential. Do your little thing. Do a little thing. Address. Put it on Facebook. Put it on Next Door. Put it on Twitter. Put it on whatever. All these things. And just look like you're in control. Make you look good. That's the governor of New York. He's also doing it. He's become stars. Everybody wants to see this. People want to know this version. It needs to be thinking like you're the East Bay citizen of San Leandro government, right? You see Trump doing his national thing. You see Newsom doing his state thing. Now, here I'm going to fill in your local San Leandro. I'm Pauline Cutter. Kindness counts. I'm Mayor Halliday. What's my name again? You know, I'm the mayor of Alameda, and what we're doing right now, and so we've done this in Alameda, and we're doing this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and we urge you, you know, look like a champ. This is, you could be famous. You could be, you don't have to do anything your whole life. Never have to campaign again. You were the one who was reassuring, you know? I just don't get it. I do not get it. Yeah, this is like 101. Rob Bonta have been kind of doing it, but...
Man, he used to be a political consultant.
I know that some people, somebody we know thought Rob Bonta spinning pillows, showing that he's bored at home, that he's spinning pillows, wasn't good. I thought it was okay. I thought it was good. His other ones have been dynamic. We talked about that last week. I thought. The spinning one, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of...
You're running out of shit to do.
Do that, man. But I'm guaranteeing you, you vote... For delaying the minimum wage, you're done because you're going to have all the progressives, all the union people coming after you,
Democratic Party coming after you. Why don't you put on a show, man, and teach people how to make a Cubano on your cooking channel? Or be like, hey, here's how you make a Chupa Libre cocktail, which is otherwise known as a fucking rum and coke with a lime. Like, why don't you do that at the educational news level? Like,
I did.
Hey,
I'm going to have a cookie.
Here's how I get the ball hair off Moochie or Libby, whatever one's the male. Like, you know, why don't you do some educational videos and shit?
I'm having a cookie show. I told you that.
You influence like 72 people, man. Come on.
I'm just telling you, this is very simple. This is very low-hanging root. I don't know why they're not doing it. But I'm just guaranteeing you it. In Hayward, Mark Salinas is done. Elisa Marquez is definitely done. Who else bought it? The mayor, she been done a long time ago. And whoever the other one is, look who didn't vote for it. They changed. They were all tough last week. Francisco Zermeno, he never says anything about anything. All of a sudden, he said he was going to vote no. And Sarah Lamden thinks she's going to be in the state senate or assembly or something. I don't know how that's going to happen. She thought, she agonized like she always does, and then she came out of nowhere saying no, she's not going to vote for it. So it's 4-3. So it's not it needed 5 votes for emergency ordinance to be right away. So it got to come back in 2 weeks. If they can get one vote, they could overturn the delay. But I don't think there's anybody going to do that. But they're done. So that just shows those two people, Zermeno and council member Lamden, they thought about self-preservation. They're like, hell no, I can't do this, man, because I'll be done. I'll never be in the state senate.
You get fired up about this minimum wage shit, man.
It's attack against people, man. That's why. Against the weakest. I'm just saying, you know. It just problem at Hayward.
Did you ever work in a fast food restaurant?
I worked at the only thing in food I worked at when I was 16. I worked at Banchero's in, I guess that's Cherryland. Maybe it's Hayward.
Yeah.
You know Banchero's? Great place, man. I know. R.I.P.
$2 cocktail. But here's the deal. I worked in a fast food restaurant.
Which one?
And I'm like, you know what? Taco Bell.
Oh, hell yeah. And they thought you were Mexican, you know, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. all the dudes kept talking Spanish to me, man. And I'm like, hola. Me llamo Sean. That's about it. But I knew after being in there for like 2 hours, man, that I couldn't like make that my lifestyle. So what I did was I got a job at the grocery store, which almost doubled my salary. So I had a job at the grocery store, and I was making really good money. And then I realized, man, this isn't that good money. So then I went to college. And then I took a shit job after college in the legislature that made less than my Safeway or Lucky's job.
What?
And then I was like really crazy. Perplexed. Like, why in the fuck did I go to college and get offered $25,000 to work at the state assembly when I was making $39,000 slinging groceries part-time across the scanner? And then I figured out I'll just work both of them for a year and got vested in the union. But my point is of the story is you got to look at everything and be like, look, man, this is like I went to the jail. And I looked around. I'm like, this is a place I'll never go again. It don't take that many more times to realize that you don't want to fucking be there. Yeah. So you got to look around at a shitty-ass job and be like, hey, man, I got a plan to get out of a shitty job. Just like I got a plan to go never go back to jail again. Like, it's very simple fucking math. But we're too coddling and nice and we want to help these people that just need to work at these shitty jobs. Yeah, you need to work there, but it's a stepping stone. You don't make a career being the shift manager at Taco Bell. Sorry.
All I'm saying, you know, is this start. This is the guy eating the bat versus the minimum wage delay. Then it's going to be attacking workers, city workers for their pensions. And the next thing it's going to be is cut their wages because we don't have any money because of COVID-19.
Yeah, of course it's going to be like that.
So
yeah,
it's the first
that's
thing.
Exactly what it's going to be like. But they're already getting free rent for fucking 2 months. I wish I was getting free rent for 2 months.
And then Sheriff Ahern.
And $1,200. You got no rent for 2 months and you get $2,400. That ain't a bad deal, man.
And then Sheriff Ahern, he wants like $250 million to get like another army of sheriffs. So he's not exploiting the crisis. But I don't know if that's going to happen. You can't talk about that. But
I can't talk about
everybody.
That.
Hey man, that's one of the rules in your consultant playbook or even political playbook. You got a crisis, man. You got to exploit it, man. It's just, you can't leave that on the table. What's wrong with anybody,
of
right?
Of course you can exploit it, man. But,
so I'm saying,
but you can't overpromise things right now. Because no one knows what this shit's going to look like in 2, 3, 4 months. You can't overpromise anything.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
you don't know how fast you're going to bounce back.
Yeah, when we start, we're going to start. This would be naturally anytime, anyway, budget season. So we're going to start in all these cities here. What's the preliminary damage? I know. Next week, Susan Marinucci, the county administrator, she said they'll start talking about that next week. You got any idea? You got any ballpark? What could be like a deficit? Or we won't know that number yet.
No, I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a deficit.
Yeah, they're always, you know, regardless.
She's done a great job always figuring it out how to deal with it. She'll be in the news. Coming up, you know, has been my other portions of my fantasy team. They've been in the news, like Fremont POA. They've been in the news.
Is it expose on her Warriors tickets?
I don't know. All I know is my fantasy team's been in the news much more than yours.
But when we do that, definitely you're winning. You got a lot of points from Hayward Fire, for sure.
Oh, Hayward Fire.
Come
on, Fire!
Even like last year, the budget deficit was like, wasn't it like 50, 60 million, even in a good year, right? It's always going to be.
It's always something. If I recall, right? I'll tell you what.
So it's going to be like minimum 100. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Minimum 100.
I know one thing, man. 100 million. I'm watching this family. I'm watching many families walk around this neighborhood that I live in. And I begin to realize that, you know, who's actually won in this game of coronavirus? You know who's won? You know who's the victor in this?
Other than Safeway and Costco.
Dogs.
I know. Yeah.
Dogs have never been walked this much in their lives.
What's up with these white people who are doing these things on Facebook or saying like, oh, their dogs are like, when are these people going to go home? What the hell's wrong with these people? No, these guys right here, they're like, they can't believe it. They love it. They love it, man. We're here all the time. They want to cuddle. They want to hold. Oh, can you hold me? I'm Nibby. You know, and the other cat's like, get out of the way. I want this lap. And then they start like fighting and then they fall asleep next to each other. Butt to butt. Right there, right next to me. So I don't know what these people are talking about, man.
I don't know, dude. I don't have dogs and I don't bake oatmeal cookies.
You have a bunny now.
And I may have a bunny. It's funny.
But,
that's hella fun. It was for Easter for the kids. We'll bring a bunny over.
Yeah. Well, now you bring that up, we could probably end on that. I will admit that Easter, I mean, that's definitely something we would all be doing.
Are you having
right?
a Zoom Easter? Are you having a Zoom Easter or are you having people over?
Yeah, probably. No. Have the Zoom. I think what we're going to do, if it's open, we're going to go to Burma Superstar and pick up from Alameda. I don't know if it's open on Sunday. They should, because, you know, that's a good place. And so we might have some special for Sunday. But it's sad.
Hang on.
It's sad because we'll be going somewhere.
What? I'll be in like 5 minutes.
Tell them to cool it.
I got plans for tonight. I put a bottle of liquor in every room in the house. We're going to go bar hopping. I'll talk to you in a minute. Jesus. Don't leave me alone.
One of them should be karaoke in the bathroom.
Yeah, right. I should do that.
But
I
it's,
I know all of our kids go to their other parents tonight, so it's bomb shot.
Oh, so you're gonna have nobody in Easter then?
Oh yeah, I get my kids for Easter. We're gonna have Easter. We're gonna do an Easter dinner,
right,
man, with her family.
That's all right.
Yeah.
What if one of your kids they get coronavirus, but they're okay. They don't even have any symptoms. They just felt like they had a runny nose, and then they give it to your ex-wife. What happens then?
Oh God! Then I do the dance in the street, man. Like, you know.
I put it on Facebook. I was like, I'm just gonna wait. Like, I'm seeing into the future, and I'm like, hey, man, what about that one chick you were dating, Sarah? You remember her? Yeah. How come you broke up? What, you don't remember? She gave me coronavirus, bitch. Damn it. I survived. She did too, but you know that's gonna happen.
Hey, I gotta tell you something hella funny, man.
All right, as we go. Here's the last one.
I sent this this to my boss and he didn't get it. So it says final test results. COVID-19 negative. And I'm like, whew, man, I thought I was a goner. And then it reads herpes positive, AIDS positive, hepatitis B, C positive, gonorrhea positive, chlamydia positive, syphilis positive. And I'm like, man, at least I'm negative on the COVID-19. I'm good. and he didn't get it for a minute, and he goes, hey, my girlfriend tells me that I got to stay away from you because you got all these diseases. I'm like, I was kidding, man. It's a joke, man. It's not real.
That sounds like my Uncle Joe's health report, tell you the truth. Good old Uncle Joe.
That's fucked up, man.
Good old Uncle Joe.
Well, he must love the Pinocchio.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about my famous Uncle Joe one day, because that dude was just ladies' man of historic proportions. I see it here. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you go to Kaiser. Oh, that's good. So
yeah, right there. They did my panel. Right there. That's the Wilson panel.
So
going back to if my ex-wife caught the coronavirus, I mean, I'd be a little upset. Because you never want anything bad to happen to your kid's mom.
Oh, that's true.
But, yeah. I just hope she wouldn't give it to my kids.
No, they're going to give it to her. So don't get close to your own kids. Put a note on the bunny rabbit, and then tell the bunny rabbit to go take the note to your kids, and then they put the note and he hops back to you. But
I'm going to have to tell my kids don't eat the bunny rabbit cuz you might get COVID-12.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I'm starting a bullshit in this house. I don't want to be the epicenter of a new COVID virus. It would be called fucking Schlitz, the Schlitz COVID-12. Start at the Wilson house. Like the Corona COVID-19 by the bat here. All right, man.
Well, happy Easter to Wilson Trampettoni. What's his name? Trampettoni family? Trampetola? Trampetola.
Trampetti.
Trampetola.
Trampetola. That's hella funny.
You come from a long line of consultants, man. But happy Easter, and happy Easter to everybody else of
happy
our,
Easter to
our
you, man.
Growing.
Happy Easter.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for Jesus, man. So we will we will rise again next week with another episode, just like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
And
they keep looking for Jesus in Israel, man. Isn't he from Mexico, Jesus?
Yeah. I remember one time I was looking on the screen on the TV shows, and it was like there was one show on TLC, Finding Jesus, and then there was one on another channel, Killing Jesus, right next to each other. I think I took a picture of it once. I was like, that's damn. Everybody making money off Jesus except us. But
right?
Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and wherever you download podcasts, and tell a friend, man. Just tell a friend and share it. And also, one thing before we go, shout out for one of our, he's got to be top 3 number 1 fans, Roman Reed, our buddy. He's on Fremont Planning Commission.
Yeah, man.
He lost his mother, so we're gonna pray extra for our buddy Roman. What'd you call him? Steel Wheels.
Real Steel.
So
we'll do Steel Wheels.
Love to our buddy Roman Reed on this Easter and any other day. So
and Raposa in Pace to his madre.
Yes, and also supervisor Nate Miley also lost his mother. Correct.
Oh yeah, that's right, man.
So same also to him to him. Prayers to Nate Miley, Roman Reed, and whoever else. You know what? And also, Hayward City Council member Francisco Zermeno also lost his mother recently too. So also everybody.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, you know, I just remembered that. That was like a couple weeks ago too. You know, and so our hearts go out to him. And you know, and also such an awful time for this to happen. You know, you can't really mourn if you want to mourn like with others. This is a terrible thing. It's one of the most terrible things about this whole COVID. You can't, you know, have a funeral. You can't have the people, you know, come out and express their love to the person and to the family. You know, so it's hard. But in the meantime,
we'll get through it, man.
I am Steve Tavares in Oakland today.
And I'm Sean Wilson in Brentwood, and I forgot to say, man, we're black!
And we're gone. Happy Easter.
And we're out!